the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Earlier this week, renowned BBC journalist Laura Koonsberg was left red-faced when she inadvertently sent an email to the wrong person. In this case, the wrong person was former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Koonsberg had been due to sit down with Johnson to interview him about his forthcoming memoir. Instead, the interview had to be cancelled because she sent the briefing notes about the interview to him instead of to her producer. Well, we've been asking for some of your examples of missent emails, and I'm joined now by Afric O'Connell of 2FM. Afric, you don't look like the kind of person who'd ever make a mistake like
Richard,
sending the email to the wrong person, the person it was about.
Oh, Richard, you're very naive. You're very naive.
Have you done it?
Several times. Several times. This is the kind of thing that I would do all the time and then get into such a panic that you end up... Now, it's never been anything career-ending that anyone knows about anyway, but it is absolutely, when it happens, just your worst nightmare. The realisation when you realise what you've done. And maybe it's not even... maybe it's not that you've, you know, said anything horrendous, but maybe you've included an email history and all that kind of stuff as well. Oh, God, it's
you
just...
feel like leaving the country or just burying your head under the duvet
absolutely.
For a while. Yeah.
Emigration
offence. Or, of
course,
you could always just say, you know what, after I've thought about it, I'm glad I did it.
Very... You could. That is true. Depending on what the context is and what's gone before, you might feel great about what having done it.
You've come across a few examples.
Yeah, there are some gas ones on the internet because this seems to have happened to basically everybody at some point. So someone texted, or someone was writing on the internet and said, I was emailing back and forth with a potential employer about a job opportunity and my autocorrect decided to change, I hope you have a lovely week, to I love you, have a lovely week. Now, this person said it must have worked because he asked to meet the next day at 9:30. So
there you go.
You take your opportunities when they arise.
Maybe they thought they made a mistake and they meant to say, I love your work.
I love your work.
That could be a good line. Any other ones?
Yeah. So someone in work sent a spreadsheet containing the salaries of the entire senior leadership team of a multi-billion dollar tech company to every single person in that company. Now, this was swiftly followed by a recall, which I know we're going to talk about in a sec, and an email saying that if anyone opened the first email, they would be fired immediately. They said they were monitoring the Outlook server for compliance and corporate IT banished the original email not long after, but loads of us had already opened it to see what the juice was with the top team.
Could you be fired for opening an email
They might do well in court
Certainly be an interesting case. What about the whole thing of just a typo and sending CVs and things like that?
Yeah, so someone was writing as well and said, many years ago, I sent out 30 speculative CVs with a cover letter that started, Dear Sir or Madam. So everybody knows that this person's emailing about 50 different people. They're only having a look to see what they might get in terms of salary. And there was a good tip, actually, because someone else said, 10 years as a full-time professional person, the best advice I have is do not put an email address in the to line until you have finished writing and proofing it. Now, that doesn't work for replying,
yeah,
really.
No,
you
that's
know?
True, but it might be handy. What about when you realise that horrible moment that you've sent to the wrong person and very quickly,
and
is there anything you can do?
Yeah, so the blood runs cold. So on Gmail, I actually tried this myself earlier, just with myself, between two email addresses. Google Gmail will give you an option when you send the email. For about 10 seconds, it'll come up on the bottom to say undo send, ? Which you can do, and it does work. Outlook is slightly different. So Outlook, generally, I'd say more for work stuff, you have to go through loads of steps. And if you are properly panicking, you have to right click the email, you have to find the unsend thing, you have to put out a recall request. And not necessarily will someone accept your recall request. You might just have to leave it go into the ether. But if you are panicking and you've had that blood runs cold situation, you're not going to be able to get the head together to do all these steps in Outlook. Do you know what I mean? So the best thing to do is just be careful. Just take it slowly. You know?
On that note of very, very sound advice, be careful. Afric O'Connell of 2FM, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. If only we could all do it and make sure it happened.